We're in Siman Shin Samach Vav Sif Yud. The Mechaber continues, Aval Mezaka Alidei Beno She'enu Samach Al Shulchano. But according to this opinion, it would still be allowed to use your child who is not reliant on your table. Afilu Hukatan, even if he's a child, Alidei Bito Shabagra Ve'enu Samach Al Shulchano, or your daughter who has become a Bas Mitzvah but is not reliant on your table. And on your wife, as long as you're not the one that is providing sustenance for her, even if she doesn't have a house in the chatzar. The Mishnah Berurah says, when it comes to the girl who has bas mitzvah, it's dafka in this case, as opposed to the first opinion, who says that once she's become bas mitzvah, even if she's reliant on the table, it would work. And so too with the woman, that it's dafka if you're not giving her food, then her mitzvah is to herself and not to the husband, as opposed to the first opinion that said otherwise. Best thing to do is to try and fulfill both opinions whenever possible. However, Rama comments, B'di'evet somchan al divrei mekel be'erav, the B'di'evet, we always rely on the lenient opinion when it comes to the halachas of Erev. There are Rishonim that point out that this isn't always the case. The Rush says that it's only when it's a machlokas tanaim, but not when it's a machlokas amoraim. The Chazanish says it's only when it's a machlokas in the Gemara we follow the lenient opinion in Erev, when it's yachid neged ragim. But machlokas aposkim, we would follow the Rove, and we don't follow the Mekel opinion. The Maharam writes that only by Eruch HaTzeros do we go to Hakel, but not by the Dina Mechitzos. And the Gra writes that according to the Maharam and the Rush, we follow the Divrei Mekel Be'erevin, even Yachid Neged Rabim, as opposed to the Riff and the Rambam and other Rishonim, who say we follow the Rabim L'chamra. So it's not such a clear halacha that halacha get Divrei Mekel Be'erev, but in most instances, we would say so. The Rama adds, Ve'ein Tzarech Lehodia L'osam Sheh, V'chein Gadol Sheish L'isha, a son who's an agadol and he has a wife, so therefore he's not reliant on the father. Afal pi shesamach al shulchan aviv, even though the father is giving him food, but he has his own wife, so he needs to provide for his wife. So he's in this unique situation where he does everything on his own, and he doesn't need his father's approval for his decisions, yet he's still reliant on his father for food. Then that would be a case where you could use the son as well to be mezakeh. You don't have to tell the people before Shabbos. As long as you tell them on Shabbos, that's okay, because once again, zachin l'adam shalom b'fanav. There's a group of people who were sitting together to eat, and Shabbos started. The bread that's on the table can count towards the Erev. As long as they're sitting in the house, which is a makom dira, which therefore could act as the Erev for the Erev Chatzer. But if you're sitting outside in the Chatzer, so then the bread that's there could not work, because we said the bread needs to be placed in a makom dira, and the Chatzer would not count. So too, if you happen to have a jointly owned bread that's in one of the homes, that would work also. The Mishnah Berurah says we learned two things from this. First of all, even though they didn't place the bread there for purposes of Erev, you can then rely on it. And second, that even if the pas was not originally belonging to everyone, rather was just that the owner of that house who invited them over and didn't actually give it to them explicitly, still, once he invited them to eat with him, it's like he gave it to them, and they're a mishtatef, and therefore it works. Sif Yud Beis, Apotropa Shel Katan Yachol La'arev Ba'ado, a guardian of a child can do the Erev on his behalf. Yud Gemol Mitzvah Lachzor Achar Erev Chatzeros, it's a mitzvah to try and make an Erev Chatzeros, obviously, in order that you not carry incorrectly. Sif Yidal Mevarech Al Mitzvahs Erev, we make a bracha. When you make the Erev Chatzeros, you make the bracha of Al Mitzvahs Erev. Mishnah Berurah says, even one person who is not living in that city and wants to stay there for Shabbos can make the bracha, because if they didn't make the Erev, then he wouldn't be able to carry either that Shabbos, so he shecht the Erev also.